The president spoke of progress in the war and the need for the American public to support the troops.
Our nation has only one option. We must keep our word, defeat our enemies, and stand behind the American military in this vital mission.
But Georgia Stilwell of Keshena noticed there was no mention of the problems many veterans face when they come home. Her 21-year-old son, who served in a military police unit in Mosul, is suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Last month, he tried to kill himself by driving his car off an embankment. She posted her story on the internet this week and says she's gotten responses from many other veterans' families.
And I have letters from them saying that they don't know who their husbands are anymore. They don't know who their son is anymore because they've come back so damaged. All that comes back from Iraq is their physical body. We don't have their minds back here. And the military has done nothing to help them readjust to civilian life.
Stilwell has joined peace groups calling for a troop withdrawal. But the president's words rang true for John Kurth of Columbus. His son Hans, a graduate of West Point, was killed in Iraq in March of 2004.
We have to see it through to the end, and I think we have to come out with a positive outcome. I think it's important for the image of the United States, and it's also important to me in view of the fact that our son was lost fighting for it. I think it would be totally wrong to just abandon our work over there.
Kurth says members of his son's unit have told him about good things happening in Iraq. He believes the media is ignoring the success stories. Those two views on the war are reflected in the most recent ABC News Washington Post poll that found 55% of the respondents believe the war is not worth fighting. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.